You're listening to Marketing News Canada, Canada's number one show featuring the brightest minds in marketing, PR, and digital advertising.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing News Canada. I am very excited to introduce you to Carla Laird. With over 8 years of experience in both law and communications, Carla is a dynamic, media-savvy senior corporate communications specialist and community liaison. Throughout her career, she has been supporting organizations across the Caribbean and North America with their communications and public relations strategy, which include creating and maintaining brand identity, media and social media outreach campaigns, internal and external communications, B2B and B2C marketing and communications, employee engagement, crisis management, as well as community outreach partnerships and government relations. Woo! Carla frequently participates in interviews and at events and conferences as a guest speaker and panelist on a range of topics, including fraud awareness, consumer protection, immigrant, and I'm going to say this right, acculturation. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Amazing. And strategic communications in the not-for-profit sector. Born and raised on the beautiful island of Jamaica, Carla moved to Canada 3 years ago and currently resides in British Columbia. She currently serves as the manager for community and public relations at the Better Business Bureau, BBB, serving the lower mainland of BC, which is very cool, and all across the beautiful province of British Columbia. So what is very exciting about her as well is that she has been called to the bar as attorney at law in Jamaica and is also called to the bar as an attorney of law in Jamaica. Great to know. Carla actively supports the local immigrant community, serving as the president of the Jamaican Canadian Cultural Association of BC. She is also one of the 2020 YesX mentors, an initiative focused on empowering women seeking insight as they prepare for the next step on their careers. Carla holds a Bachelor of Laws degree with honors, as well as a graduate diploma with distinction in public relations from the University of the West Indies. She is currently pursuing a Master's of Arts in Intercultural and International Relations at Royal Roads University, which, random fact, was also the home of Lex Luthor in the Spider-Man series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact. Fun fact today. Also an incredible university. So very, very cool.
Thank you so much for having me. Wow.
Carla, it's so great to have you here. Such an honor. So those that don't know or have never really been a part of or a member of the Better Business Bureau, maybe it's been involved in their life already. They didn't even know it. But tell us kind of an update of what is BBB? What is the Better Business Bureau? And how does it apply to those in marketing and advertising today?
Yeah, so the Better Business Bureau is your go-to for information if you're, as a consumer, if you're looking for information about a business before you start that transaction. So we are marketplace advocates. We are trying to establish marketplace trust, which is basically ensuring that buyers and sellers have an environment and an atmosphere where they can actually conduct business together, exchange, you know, information, exchange finances, and be able to trust each other. And so that's where BBB comes in. So from the consumer standpoint, you're the person that's going to be visiting our website, trying to see if you can find details about a business before you make that transaction. So what's their business rating? What are consumers saying about them? You know, what are the reviews that they've been getting? What complaints have they been receiving? And how have they been responding to these complaints? So that's how we would be helping consumers. And for instance, if you are just looking for someone to assist you with a project, so, you know, it's do-it-yourself season or it's renovation season, we help you to connect with whether it's businesses in different trades, different industries, and give you quotations so you can almost do everything that you need to do to find who you're looking for without having to leave your home. And then from the business side.
So basically you can go to, like, there's Google Map Pack. There's like all sorts of listing sites out there, but you guys are in a form, a listing site, but gives you a review. So instead of just reading the Google reviews, we can actually see if a formal complaint was applied or, hey, there's an issue here.
Yeah. And we actually walk through those processes when we get those complaints. So we reach out to businesses trying to ensure that they maintain the relationship with that consumer and, where possible, fix whatever is broken or whatever is wrong. And then from the business side of things, we are promoting, you know, operating ethically. So ensuring that you remain transparent, ensuring that you build trust, ensuring that you're being honest, and that if something goes wrong, you're taking that extra step to make sure that you have a good, sensible, amicable relationship with consumers in your industry and in your marketplace. Because at the end of the day, it's your reputation that matters.
That's amazing. So, in a business, like from a business owner, from a kind of someone that manages brands, you are a BBB listing no matter what. But if you become a member, a paying member, then you can control your listing and respond to comments, et cetera, correct?
No. So as a business period, you know, once you're in BC, you have a business profile, you are allowed to share information about your business, your opening hours, the services that you provide, who are the go-to persons in your business, that kind of thing. And when you receive complaints, whether or not you are a BBB member, we share that information with you. We allow you to facilitate that process to maintain a good relationship with the consumer on the other end. But if you are a BBB member now, you are being held to what we call our standards of trust. So you basically sign up to be held at a higher standard, and that ethics is number one. So for instance, with BBB members, you can't afford to not respond to a complaint. You know, it's imperative that you respond or it will impact your BBB rating. So that's almost a little bit of the difference that stands between a BBB member and a non-BBB member.
Very cool. So what I'm trying to understand, your role, it's fascinating. You've got this law background. You're currently a lawyer. I don't know if you say you're a practicing lawyer still, but you've taken this incredible law background, law education. How does it connect to the world of communication? Like how are you seeing those worlds collide?
Yes. So one of the things I always loved about law is that I get to understand the details of why things work the way they are, how things are operating, and, you know, the rules that govern how we operate in our everyday lives. And what I found just even being in communications is that a lot of people don't know what these rules are. They don't know what their rights are. They don't know what their responsibilities are, whether you're a business or a consumer. And I think that lack of knowledge is what creates a lot of the problems that we see in our marketplace activities and transactions. So for me, being able to bridge that gap has been fascinating. And my role at the BBB allows me to do that. So for instance, I have to know the Business Practices and Consumer Protection Act, which is what governs a lot of the different things that we do. And when we can call people as a telemarketer, or when can you do certain things, and when you are allowed to send an email or versus not send an email. So all of those rights are governed in that act and or in that statute. But then many consumers and even business owners aren't aware of the details. I get the fun part of reading through that act and being able to break it down into bite-sized, understandable, simple pieces that people can say, oh, so that's what all of this was saying. So now I understand what my rights are. And now I understand what my responsibilities are. So yeah.
Amazing. So if someone has, like, say, again, I don't know how often it's happened, someone has like an F rating on Better Business Bureau, is there anything you do besides putting it on your website? Like, that you don't take any like proactive work towards them. You just say, hey, here's the information, here's the facts, do with it what you may.
No, we definitely reach out to businesses when they have an F rating, because at the end of the day, an F rating reflects negatively on your business, reflects negatively on your brand, and you have an opportunity to improve that. It takes time, of course, but at the end of the day, taking those steps, responding to those complaints, trying to improve the things that are not 100% up to standard from an ethics standpoint. So for instance, even how you're marketing your things on your website, are you saying that you're the number one in your industry? What proof do you have to substantiate that? So those are kinds of details that we help you to tweak, to improve, and to, as you make those changes, improve your rating.
Amazing. Do you still do the letter like A, B, C, D, E, F, or is it more just like, hey, here's the information?
No. Your letter rating will definitely still be there. You know, the standard to aim for is an A+. So at all times, even if you're not BBB accredited, you can have an A+ rating on your profile, which many businesses across our province do, which is great. Yeah. So you're not being required to be a BBB member. You're being encouraged to operate at the best standards possible.
That's incredible. It's incredible. And again, it helps educate folks that maybe, are learning about the world of digital marketing, learning about this industry. Because I think so many, especially in digital marketing, especially in SEO, you know, it's very easy to hire someone that sells, you know, oil out of the back of their car and says, I'll rub it on your website. And he's got all these snakes everywhere. And it's like, trust me, it'll work.
Exactly.
Or they're brought into this contract that they don't realize is like they signed up for 7 years and they didn't realize they signed over their business and their next child that is born. Like, so I think that's where, you know, especially what I saw. My dad was a refugee who came from Hungary, you know, started a business here in Canada.
Yeah.
And I think the support that you can provide, I'd say probably to new immigrants, folks that, you know, English is a second language, English is a fourth or fifth language for some folks. The insight you can provide seems really helpful. Do you want to speak to that?
Yes, definitely. It's been a part of our business plan or our strategy and our communications plan, especially with COVID as a reality right now for everyone, trying to reach that area of our market where English is not a first language, where we have a very buzzing and growing and increasing immigrant community. We definitely want to make sure that we're doing our best to support that area and keeping everyone in that community safe. And so part of that is letting them know that they have this resource that they can go to. It's free of cost. It's easily accessible. You go on the website, type in the name of the business, or if you haven't quite figured out the name of the business, even the industry, whether it's construction, whether it's a general contractor, it's a plumber, whatever it is, you can find who you're looking for, make informed decisions, and be able to conduct a transaction without having, you know, buyer's remorse or a complete regret at the end. So that's one of the things we want them to know, that there's a safe space. And when you're new to a country, and I've been there, I know what it's like to be completely new, not having any friends, not knowing who to turn to for that community second opinion. BBB is that resource for you. Yeah.
Amazing. So, and we get this a lot sometimes, people who, you know, connect with us and say, hey, I want to switch because I'm having a bad experience at this agency. And let's just make up a name like Orange Book, let's call it Orange Book Agency. Right. And they come and say, hey, can you help me get out of this contract? And we as Jelly, we can't. We can't walk them through it. We're not lawyers. We can't help them. Do you get to the point of actually, besides taking a plane, do you help that company get out of kind of maybe unhealthy contracts or get out of that kind of poor experience?
Well, from the standpoint of a consumer having a complaint or an issue with a business, we facilitate the negotiation or the mediation process. So we're that middleman that allows you to have back and forth communication to figure out what went wrong. What was the misunderstanding? Is it something that can be fixed? But if it transcends beyond that, where you probably need to go seek legal support, then we would definitely refer you to the specialists in that area, because it would definitely be outside of our purview at that point. But we are really just trying to prevent us from going to that step. Is it something that can be fixed before we have to go to that extreme?
Yeah. Yeah. And then again, there's the court of law, and then there's even the court of public opinion.
Exactly.
Right. Which again, you play a role in, because if they're concerned about, you know, the worsening of their online presence and reviews, you can ideally help them from going that route.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, hey, question for you. So growing up, you know, you went into law. Did you ever imagine you'd be in the role you're in now? Is this kind of what you thought?
Oh, absolutely not. From day one, I always wanted to be a lawyer. I knew that's what I wanted to be. And I went to school for it. Even when we finished high school, and that's the point where you start applying and getting ready for you for university, I told my mom law. And she was like, okay, what you need a plan B. What's your plan B? And in my plan B, I wrote law again. So she's like, if you don't get in, what are you going to do? And I'm like, wait until I do. Because there is no other route to take. It was it was risky. And, you know, it especially as someone where, you know, education is extremely important in my family, to just not have a plan B was scary for my mom, especially. But at the end of the day, they took me in. I was actually really excited, surprised at the same time. But then, you know, you put in all the work in the back end. So you shouldn't be too shocked about your results when you actually, you know, go ahead and make that application. So started law school straight out of high school, did my 3 years, and then moved to the Norman Manley Law School, where I did another 2 years to then get called to the bar afterwards. So that was the initial stages. And then, of course, life has its way that it turns in a different direction. And the next thing you know, you're going in communications.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Have you ever looked at kind of the legal marketing route as well, like working for a law firm and doing their marketing side of things?
I have actually. You know, it's something that has popped up as opportunities in the past. I mean, for different reasons, I chose to take another route. But at the same time, it is an option and a field that is open for attorneys. And I think that's probably one of the messages that I would want to share with people in the legal field. That for me, the courtroom was not it was never somewhere I had any desire or interest in being. I was always the person that was behind the scenes. I liked being the paper pusher. I liked doing the research. I liked, you know, making sure I understood the law and then prepping those who like that kind of spotlight in the courtroom. Like, hey, you want to take on the heat of the judge, you go right ahead kind of thing. So
That
was what I enjoyed doing. And so transitioning into communications was a lot easier than I thought it would be, because at the end of the day, that's really what I initially signed up for. But at the end of the day, I ended up in the front page. So
That's incredible. So, okay, tell me about this. You know, all these small business owners, kind of solopreneurs right across Canada, there's thousands of them.
Yeah.
What's your advice to helping them pick the right agency or you know, especially now, even in BC, there's this Launch Online grant, you know, so all these small businesses, micro businesses got $7,500 to kind of ramp up their e-commerce presence. How can they pick the right group to work with?
I think you also need to, while the budget is one thing, you need to understand who understands you, or find out who understands you and who understands the business and who can help you to share your story. So one of the things that I've found with marketing trends, especially in the last couple of months because of COVID, there is almost like this emphasis on selling. And it can be concerning, especially when you look at the reality that exists now, which is where everyone is struggling or has to be dealing with some kind of financial impact or coming from the pandemic, whether it's your business has been closed for a long period of time. You've had to let go of people. People aren't coming to your store like they used to. And so you're trying to figure out, how do I put myself in their faces so that I can sell and make some money and keep my business alive? But maybe that's not the route you should be taking. Take a route where you can partner with an agency that can help you to sell your story. People are looking for something that connects with their personal lives. People are looking for things that helps to make their lives better. How does your business help to improve the lives of others? What's the social impact? What's the story there? If you can find a company that helps you to share that authentic story, to share that authentic message that builds an authentic connection with consumers, I think then, yes, you would have found an agency that can work with you, not only through the pandemic, but in the long term.
That's amazing. That's really, really great advice. Carla, advice to those working brand side. You work brand side in communications. What's your advice for those in your role? Or what do you think is like the best part of working brand side communications? Because there's a lot of folks that are listening to the show that work agency side. There's folks that work, you know, agency side communications, those that are working and considering what route to go down. And maybe they want to do a switch. Maybe they want to go brand side communications. Maybe they, you know, looking at agency, what would you say is the joys of your job and the perks?
Wow. I think you have it narrows your focus. So in the sense that you know exactly who it is that you're supporting, the brand that you're trying to develop, the legacy that you're trying to create. It's a lot easier because you have all of that information on that one business. So, or that one organization. So for me, it's the Better Business Bureau. So it means understanding what 100 plus years in the marketplace means. What is that legacy? How far back does this go? So you have all of that history. It gives you leverage to create something new. You can show how you've been impacting generations before the generation now and how you can transition into the future. You have all of that resource and tools to your availability. And so that's one of the assets that I really enjoy. And at the same time, it allows you to build relationships because you're representing this brand. People are going to recognize you and connect and associate you with that brand. And so you can speak to them on a one-on-one level, even if, because there are times I actually just meet a consumer and they're like, hey, I've seen you with BBB. And I'm like, yeah, that's me. I'm the BBB lady, always in blue or something like that. And you get to build authentic relationships and that link back to that brand. So you're a walking brand advocate. And so especially if you are working with a brand that you genuinely support, you believe what they're doing, it's something that you personally connect with, and it's a mandate and a mission that you buy into, it's not even work. It's what you're doing to support everyone else and the marketplace and the community and people around you. So I think that's the benefit of being connected to a brand. You that's know amazing. Who you're working for. The brand becomes family. The brand becomes almost part of your identity.
That's incredible. It's you are living out your calling versus just going to a job every day.
Yeah, that's basically it. Yeah.
That's very cool. Very cool. Speaking of which, I want to get to know you a bit more. You ready for a little rapid fire round?
Oh, Carla? Okay.
That's awesome. What was your first job?
Ooh, okay. So my first job was as the public relations coordinator at the Jamaica Broilers Group. Shout out to my people at the JBG. That's pretty much where I fell in love with communications and marketing and PR. Yeah.
Amazing. Night owl or early bird?
Oh, definitely early bird. Like,
nice.
The remote working has changed absolutely nothing for me. I still wake up at 6 in the morning ready to start my day.
That's awesome. Are you a cat or a dog person?
Oh, dogs for sure.
That's amazing. What is the first thing you ever marketed?
Whew, it was a cake sale fundraiser for my church. Oh, back nice. As a teenager.
Very cool. Very cool. And was it a success? Did you do well?
Of course. Everyone comes to my cake sales. Yeah. They don't have a choice. Perfect.
Dark or milk chocolate?
Dark chocolate for sure.
Nice. What's the number one thing on your bucket list right now?
Ooh, right now, traveling, and I want to go to Europe so bad.
Yeah. Nice. Very cool. What is your favorite word right now?
Believe it or not, it's actually the word yes.
Nice.
I tend to be an overcommitter sometimes. So I say yes a lot. But I also believe that yes means yes. You're giving yourself an opportunity. You're not turning down chances. You're not shutting doors. Yes. So saying yes, moving into it.
Very cool. I think there's a YouTube channel, The Yes Theory, that they live that out. And I think Jim Carrey starred in a movie where he always had to say yes.
Oh, boy. yes, I remember that.
What is a word that needs to die right now?
Oh, a word that needs to die right now. I would probably say the opposite of yes. No.
Okay. Nice. There you go. What is the last charity you supported financially or with volunteer time and why?
Actually, it's Success. It's an organization that supports new immigrants moving into our province and into Canada, kind of helping them to get settled, find job opportunities, figure out where their resources are that they can turn to as they kind of get more used to being in this new environment and this new community. And I've actually been there, helped to teach new immigrants about scams, how to apply for a job. And so it's definitely something that's close to my heart because as an immigrant, I know what it's like to not have resources, feel like you don't know where to turn to. And I definitely support their work that they're doing in the community.
That's awesome. Thank you. What's a movie that you love that people need to know about?
Are you not entertained? Gladiator, for sure.
Perfect. That's awesome. What is your favorite song or album on repeat right now?
My husband laughs at me all the time when I play this song. It's Orinoco Flow by Enya, which is Sail Away.
Oh, yeah. That's a good call. All of Enya's stuff is so calming and, yeah, it's got good vibes.
Yes, it does. Yeah.
It's awesome. If you weren't doing this job right now, what would you be doing?
Ooh, probably something in law. Like, I'd probably be more leaning towards the legal field for sure. Yeah.
Nice. What is an app on your phone you can't live without?
I would probably say something between WhatsApp and Spotify. So WhatsApp, because it allows me to stay connected to my family back home in Jamaica, and Spotify, because that's where all the tunes are.
Yeah, that's awesome. Do you use Spotify's like playlist of the week, like when it makes suggestions and it puts together a mix playlist for you?
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. Especially awesome. When you're working out and you need something different, just like, hey, throw something at me.
Yeah. That's awesome. What is your favorite children's book?
Probably something from my childhood would probably be the Anansi stories that we used to share as well, that we grew up with in our culture as kids, where Anansi is this little spider that's very mischievous, always creating trouble. And you get to read the different stories about how he's either made things really chaotic or somehow has magically saved the day.
Oh, that's awesome. They sound great. That sounds really fun. What is the most important thing you ever changed your mind about?
Actually, I would probably say it's moving to Canada because it was something I was delaying for a little while. And my dad has always been like, hey, I think you'd love it here. You need to come here. And I pushed it back for a long time. But then if you know anything about the process as a permanent resident, the clock does tick. So I decided to make a move sooner than later. And I definitely love beautiful British Columbia. No regrets.
That's awesome. What's the best thing you ever bought for under $10?
My gym membership.
Yep. Nice. Very cool. Very cool. And are you currently physically going to the gym? Or are you one of the Peloton / Apple Fitness?
I'm one of the stay at home gym persons right now. I'm a Bowflex girl.
Nice. Very cool. What is a marketing book you'd recommend?
Anything. It's not even a marketing book, but I really just love the principles. It's called the Compounding Effect. It pretty much teaches you how every little thing that you do, whether it's small, so whether it's committing something as simple as going to the gym 3 times per week, it has long-term effects in the future, or it has it can make big changes for you. So just from a marketing standpoint, if you're looking at that way, just a small tweak in your approach, just a small tweak in how you decide to deliver your content, it can have long-term implications in terms of how it pulls people towards your business, pulls people towards your brand. So yeah, that's what I would recommend for sure.
Amazing. What is a podcast that you recommend?
Well, I'm a huge fan of music. Love listening to all different genres. So I liked this one that I kind of stumbled into recently called Song Exploder. Basically shows you the behind the scenes of how the hits and music and the tunes that we love today were made. Yeah, so cool. Definitely something I enjoy.
That is awesome. What's a newsletter or website that you recommend where you go for resources and inspiration?
My resource and inspiration. Believe it or not, I don't really know if I have a specific one. I tend to just browse. I type in thoughts that come to me, type in words that I think that I just stumbled into from whether it's in a conversation or on the news. And I just dive into there. And then from there, that's usually where I get a lot of my inspiration or content. I don't limit myself to just a specific area. I really just look out there.
That's awesome. What is the last thing that you Googled?
The last thing I Googled, I think it's either the NASDAQ index or real estate in Metro Van. I've been watching the news, the real estate market's really doing some interesting things. I've just been watching to see what's going on out there.
That's awesome. And last question, do you have a life hack that you want to share with listeners?
I think, well, I kind of mentioned it before. I'm really a big fan of the book, The Compounding Effect, in terms of, you know, making small changes. And I suppose even just from a personal standpoint, if you look at even your finances, if you decide to just save $50 from every paycheck and not do anything with it, it builds up, it adds up. That's money that you can use for something that you really want to, you know, enjoy in the long run. Yeah.
Carla, this has been amazing. Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for sharing so much with our listeners.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been an absolute pleasure.
So make sure you check out, I'm going to put a link to Success in the show notes. That sounds very inspiring, very amazing. I'll put a link to BBB. Check out if your brand has a great presence there. Consider becoming a member. And Carla, thank you again for doing all that you're doing, for giving back to this incredible kind of area of the world and ways that you're mentoring and supporting so many people that are looking to thrive in this time.
Thank you so much. It's definitely been a joy. I mean, Canada has just embraced me. So all I can do is just share everything I have inside.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us this week on Marketing News Canada, and we'll see you next week on the show.
Thanks for listening to Marketing News Canada. For more episodes and other great stories from Canadian marketers, visit marketingnewscanada.com. All episodes are recorded at the Jelly Marketing Studio, thanks to our producer, Chris Penner, and editor, Travis Jeffers.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.